This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Hydrology and Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts heavy rain for 3 more days. Naraini River crosses danger line with highest water level. Communication Minister Nayankala Thapa calls for making service effective and Israeli strikes in Gaza after fire balloons launch. Now the news in detail. The incessant rainfall since the last 3 days has started causing destruction in different parts of the country. Several highways, including the Jayaprithivi Highway, the Karnali Highway, Bhimdatta Highway and the road to Chame from Besi Sahar have been obstructed due to landslides at different places. Similarly, settlements in lower altitudes in Kanchalpur have also been affected by the flood water collected from Chure. Likewise, a flood in the Kali Gandaki River has affected the Sangja Bazar of Bihadi of Parbat district. 2 bodies have been recovered while 50 people are still missing in the floods and landslide in Melamchi of Sindhupalchok. According to Chief District Officer Arun Kumar Pokhrel, no further casualties have been reported so far. He said that the water level in the Melamchi River has not decreased yet and there is still a risk of flooding in the settlement. Helicopters and private airlines have been mobilized to rescue the flood and landslide victims and provide relief to the victims. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has directed the party leaders and cadres to get engaged in the relief and rescue works in flood-ravaged areas. Likewise, CPN Mao Center Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has urged the government for the immediate search, rescue and relief of the citizens gone missing in flood and landslides. Issuing a press release today, the former Prime Minister made a special appeal to the government to promptly carry out rescue and relief of the affected people and to make the relief works more effective. The Hydrology and Meteorological Forecasting Division said heavy rainfall is predicted in most parts of the country for 3 days more. Meteorologist Manju Basi said rainfall is taking place throughout the country at present as the monsoon wind is active. There is a possibility of occurrence of heavy rainfall in most parts of the country until Saturday due to the influence of this wind. According to division, light to moderate rain is taking place in most of the places of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Heavy rainfall is forecast in Karnali and Bagmati provinces and very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini and Gandaki provinces throughout the day and in night today. The division has warned of the possibility of flood and landslide in this area. The surface of the Naraini River has reached the highest ever point in history. The water level in the river reached 10.46 meters at 10:50 last night. Hydrologist of the Naraini Basin Office, Bharatpur, Ram Bikesh Roy said the office had started measuring water level since 10 February 1962. He informed that the water level of the river was measured at 10.1 meter and 15,300 cubic meter per second on 5th August 1974. The record of 10.1 meter was broken last night. The water level has crossed the danger line in the river. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has directed the bodies under the ministry to take their service effective by using timely technology. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Nayankala Thapa issued these directives after monitoring the bodies under the ministry. Issuing a press release, the ministry called the chiefs of the bodies to carry out works by considering their own institutional responsibilities. The ministry said it would always be active to make the service delivery effective and to receive the targeted goals by using timely technology. Minister Thapa asked the chiefs to carry out work education along with timely action plan, keeping the country and people's interest at the center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Israel says it has carried out air strikes against Hamas militant targets in Gaza in retaliation for the incendiary balloons launched from the territory. Explosion were heard in Gaza City in the early hours of Wednesday. According to Israeli Fire Service, several balloons were sent from Gaza into Israel earlier on Tuesday, causing multiple fires. In a statement, the Israel Defense Forces said its fighter jets had hit military compounds operated by Hamas. It is not immediately clear if the air strikes have caused any injuries. China has accused NATO of slandering its peaceful development after alliance leaders warned about systematic challenges coming from Beijing. NATO said China's actions, including expanding its nuclear arsenal, threatened rules-based international order. It was the first time NATO had placed China at the center of its agenda. In its response, China said its defense policy was defensive in nature and urged NATO to devote more of its energy to promoting dialogue. Billionaire Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon founder, has donated another $2.7 billion to a range of charities. Scott said in a blog post that she wanted to give the money to those that have been historically underfunded and overlooked. She wrote that she had chosen 286 organizations working on racial inequality, the arts and education. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Hydrology and Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts heavy rain for 3 more days. Narayani River crosses danger line with highest water level. Communication Minister Noyonkala Thapa calls for making service effective, and Israeli strikes in Gaza after 5 balloons launched. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.